Coming up next on This Week in the WCHA, we've got a smorgasbord of WCHA action coming up this weekend as each of the 10 schools go head-to-head. We'll set the stage for that, plus recap another fun weekend of hockey all across the Western landscape. All that and more coming up next on This Week in the WCHA. This Week in the WCHA, presented by the WCHA Final Five, coming up March 21st to the 22nd at Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids. Ticket packages go on sale starting Sunday morning. Learn more at WCHA.com. The 2014 WCHA Final Five is heading to Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids, Michigan, March 21st and 22nd. Join us for the WCHA kickoff event that Thursday, the Final Five Dance Mania contest throughout the tournament, and the championship Saturday events. Ticket packages are priced at $95 or $50 for upper level end seats. For more information on the 2014 WCHA Final Five, please visit WCHA.com. Welcome to This Week in the WCHA. In for Jim Rich, I'm Kevin Falmas. For just the second time this season, the WCHA's 10 schools will go head-to-head this weekend, which should set up for a fun couple of days of hockey. One of the featured matchups will pit Lake Superior State up against the league-leading Ferris State Bulldogs. FSU is coming off a three-point weekend at Northern Michigan. They got a 4-1 win on Friday and followed it up with a 1-1 tie in the rematch. The three-point weekend stretches the Bulldogs' nation's best unbeaten streak to 11 and moves them to 8-0-2 in conference play. Their head coach is Bob Daniels. He likes what the Bulldogs have done to start the season, but...
You know, to an extent, we do have a target on our back right now. We haven't been beaten in league. We are a top 10 team in the country. And I think, you know, we've got the longest unbeaten streak in the nation right now. So when we walk in the rinks, we have to understand, I mean, there is a target on our backs. And teams are we're getting the best shot. And for whatever reason, we walk in on Fridays, and we know it's almost like we're caught off guard with how hard the other teams are playing. And then we warm to the task. So I'd like to see us get off to a better start, certainly, or at least be able to match the intensity of other teams when the puck is dropped.
This weekend, Ferris is on the road at Lake Superior State against a team that should also be feeling very good about itself. Lake State is coming off a weekend sweep over Bowling Green with a pair of 4-3 victories. After starting the season 5-2-2, Bowling Green has begun to free fall a bit, losing three in a row and winning just once in their last seven. Head coach Chris Bergeron knows his team will respond.
That's what we like about this group. The group understands. We're underperforming. We're underachieving. And it's not from start to finish. It's from here to here in a game or from here to here. The constant message is we can all do better. We all need to up our game. And we collectively need to play better for longer in games. It's obviously a lot easier said than done.
The Falcons will be on home ice this weekend where they've gone 5-1-1. Their opponent will be a winless Alabama Huntsville team, and Bergeron has a warning for the Chargers.
Huntsville is going to get a very angry team, a team that's coming off getting swept for the first time this year in a series where we had leads in the third period both nights again. We're hoping that that's the team they get. I think 100% that challenge is as much mental as it is physical. Because if we're right mentally, physically we'll be right.
Elsewhere this weekend, Michigan Tech will host Bemidji State in their only regular season meeting. The Beavers had the tough task of facing Miami, Ohio last weekend, but held their own with a 4-4 tie on Friday, but then fell 6-3 on Saturday. It's been a nonstop schedule for BSU since opening the season, but their head coach, Tom Ceratori, says the Beavers aren't alone in this hectic pace.
It's just a tough time in general for everybody, for Tech, for Bemidji, for any other team in our league playing right now. And again, you just got to battle through the next couple of weeks and have a break and, you know, and then regroup the second half. It's been a long, grinding, grueling, you know, what first half for all of us, Tech included. I mean, they haven't had a break either. We haven't had a break. They haven't had a break. So, you know, we just have to play good, sharp hockey.
That hectic schedule will take the Beavers to Houghton Arena to take on Michigan Tech. They're coming off a weekend sweep of Alaska in Fairbanks. Game one went the way of the Huskies by a 3-2 score. The following night, it was the specialty teams that put Tech over the top, as described by Dirk Hembroff on Husky Radio WKMJ.
5-on-3 now for UAF. They work it down to the left side. Kunick looking to shoot, fakes it, brings it to the front of the net. Back there, here's a steal by the Huskies. Coming out is Carroll. Out of the box, he's in a breakaway. Shoots, scores! Tanner Carroll out of the penalty box. A shorthanded goal for the Huskies. nothing.
Comes at 10:49 of the second. Alaska would cut the lead in half, but that's as close as they would get as Tech completes the sweep. Their head coach is Mel Pearson.
You know, it's a huge weekend for a lot of reasons. Number one is to play well and come away with wins on the road. We've been, played extremely well at times on the road with nothing to show for it. So I thought for our players, it was very important to get rewarded for all their hard work on the road. Also for the league standings. It's very tightly bunched there right now, and we want to put ourselves in a good position before the Christmas break in the league standings. So from that standpoint, getting those 4 points was huge.
As for the Nanooks, they move on to the Alaska Airlines Governor's Cup to go head-to-head with Alaska Anchorage. Nanook senior left wing Garrick Perry is ready to turn his attention to the Seawolves.
Anchorage is a tough team so far, and we haven't played them in league play yet. It's always been Governor's Cup, and freshmen this year, they'll see what it's like to be playing for the Governor's Cup, and I think it'll be fun. I think we just got to bear down and just keep playing.
The other league matchup this weekend has Northern Michigan on the road to Mankato to face off against Minnesota State. Hey, make a note, all tournament ticket packages to the 2014 WCHA Final Five set for March 21st to the 22nd at Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids, Michigan, go on sale Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. To get yours, go online at Ticketmaster.com or charge by phone at 800-745-3000. Prices start at just $35. Learn more at WCHA.com. That's it for this week. Until next, I'm Kevin Faulness, and this has been This Week in the WCHA.